For those concerned about the Trump presidency, comedy has become a form of therapy as you take your seat in the couch after a crazy news day and let it all out with Dr. Colbert or Dr. Kimmel. But the joke is on us. That's the title of Illinois State University professor Julie Weber's new book and about the state of political comedy. She says now is an especially good time to examine political comedy as subversive comics deliver their punchlines on platforms that are owned by the most powerful corporations on earth.
I think it's interesting now. It's been interesting for, gosh, close to 20 years almost. But especially now, because I think another thing that's happening is that people are starting to become more aware of what's happening with income inequality and what's happening with politics and the relationship between politics and income inequality. And so the question becomes, you know, what has political comedy been doing to make us aware or to motivate us to think about what's happening in politics and the economy more critically? And political comedy, I argue in the book, has not really done that. And there are a lot of reasons for that.
Yeah. And so you and your contributors in this book, The Joke is on Us, look at political comedy through this lens of neoliberalism. Can you explain neoliberalism and, you know, let's pretend we're all college freshmen here since you are an educator here at Illinois State?
It's an unfortunate term. It's been around for a long time. Nerds like me debate it all the time. But I like it simple in the sense that most people agree that, and I think anyone would agree, what we've been doing with our economy in the United States and elsewhere in the developed world and everywhere else in the world, really, is letting the market decide, make most of our decisions for us. So we've said states are going to back out of the way, politicians are going to back out of the way, and they're going to allow multinational corporations and workplaces and employers, even small business employers, to make the decisions about how best to maximize their bottom line. And that will provide for all of us, right? This old story about the rising tide that lifts all boats. That's neoliberalism, right? Just trying to reduce any of those, what they'd call state interferences or people interferences in the workings of the economy.
So I started looking at your book with a chapter about late night shows by Don Weissenin, a professor who's based in New York. So how would you describe the role that today's late night hosts play in our culture in this kind of Trumpian moment?
I was really happy that Don proposed this chapter when I put the volume together, because I thought we needed something on just a sort of general chapter that went over the kind of politics. And Don himself is a comic, too, so he knows how this works. The politics of being a comedian, right? What happens in that industry behind the scenes? The bottom lines and the focus groups and these kinds of things that go on. I think we assume that political comedy and late night TV is always going to be edgy and critical. But one thing that Don's essay reminds us of, I think, is that it's really determined by the bottom line and by what corporations are willing to let comics present and what audiences feel comfortable hearing. So I think that late night political comedy has played a largely therapeutic role, comforting people right after a long day of work. And it's not too edgy in the sense of motivating them politically or socially to think critically about their everyday lives.
And that's Illinois State University Professor of Politics and Government, Julie Weber, who edited the new book, The Joke is on Us, about political comedy.